Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Carlo from Italian Star joining Chad and Ballsy. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
How you doing, bud?
Good, guys.
You're looking good.
You're looking good as well.
Okay, there's so much I want to get to. First off, are you a soccer guy? Because the FIFA World Women's Cup is on, and you like watching it play. But are you like have you ever been to a live Euro soccer deal?
Yeah, I've been to one in England. It was a second division game, and it was, it gave me a encapsulation of what's happening in England. They're angry,
yeah,
and they don't have enough sunlight because, man, it's like hooliganism at its best. Darts are flying.
They were literally
second division, not first division.
They're literally throwing darts.
Darts are flying.
Like darts,
120.
Oh jeez, I'm
fucking
bullseye.
Holy
man,
you don't look back. You don't look back, man.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Second division, insane. Not first division.
First division, second.
Scared the crap out of me.
Oh, I always say those soccer fans fight because it's so boring watching the game. They got to do something else.
Well, yeah, no, that's the truth. Yeah, it's a long game.
That's crazy. So the women are playing now.
Yeah,
Canadians are out.
Yeah, they're out around the 16. Yeah.
So is it the Americans who are in the
final? Yeah, Americans will take on either Netherlands or Sweden. Like, it's pretty big in Italy. Like, did you ever play? Were you a soccer guy?
No, just in grade school. I love soccer, man. You know, I don't follow them. I'm not a fanatic.
Yeah.
You know, I watch the World Cup because, you know, you get to see things happening as they go from round to round. But, yeah, I like this. It's a skill game. It's I can respect soccer a lot.
I just envision a lot of people, Carlo, from Italian Star joining us. I just envision a lot of people coming in to your store wanting to talk soccer, though. Is that
all
true?
The time, like, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they think I can read Italian, too. Say, can you read this? I said, no, I ain't got a clue what you're saying, man. I mean, I was born in this country.
Yeah, that's right. You can't read Italian?
I can't read Italian. No, I can read you a joke. I can get through that part. But you give me a letter. I said, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Guy came
so
in
you're,
the
a big,
day,
so you're a big phony. You're a con.
I'm a poser, man. You know, that mullet I had was a clip-on.
I was in yesterday to get a sandwich. And by the way, get yourself an Italian Star deli sandwich. They're unreal.
Yeah.
But I like you're 58 years old. You're looking. How do you stay in such good shape?
I gotta thank the Spanx people for making these things for me, and breathable Spanx is my MO. So
yeah.
And just like you guys, man, you guys are tight.
So who would
who would play
you in a movie?
Who play me in a movie?
Who would play you in a movie? Because I know you've starred in some movie
I'd
stuff.
I'd like Joe Pesci to play me.
I could see that, though. That's
I love
thing.
Joe Pesci, man. Yeah.
I could see that, too. Yeah. Good fellas,
yeah. Every Italian wants to be a gangster, right?
Yeah. And then why am I so funny? What's so funny?
You dressed up as a gangster. Would you like to be a gangster?
You know what? I wouldn't.
It's a good answer on the radio, Carlo.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
Carlo from Italian Star Deli is with us. Always fun to have Carlo on the
okay,
show.
Okay, so you seem like you had a misguided youth growing up.
Oh, man. I was a latchkey kid, man. I was reckless.
Okay, so I want to ask you this, because the United States tomorrow, it's July 4th, and we hear when Chad and I read the stories the following week, it's, this person blew off their hand or whatever because they got fireworks. Any fireworks stories for us?
Yeah, man, we've dabbled in fireworks as kids. I've shot them towards the house when it's supposed to go into the park. I blew up toilets in Mexico, accidentally with these little cherry bombs. And I just don't get the people that stick it up their butts and they try to fire it off. I don't get that part of it. Haven't done that yet. You know, I think with my lack of drinking, it probably won't happen. But, I've done some crazy things with some fireworks, man.
After Jackass came out, everybody...
unbelievable.
House parties would try that one out.
Didn't you do community service for fireworks?
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yes, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I had to ride on the back of a garbage truck for a couple days. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Would you set him off in a bad spot in Lanigan or what? Because anybody.
Okay. Here's. I'll tell you the full story. Okay. So there was a little place just outside of town. It was like our rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
So We went out there, my buddies and I, and we found a way to make these fireworks extra loud. Now, I do not... No, you know what? I'm not even going to say how we did it, because somebody will do it and somebody will get hurt.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we set the firework off.
Yeah.
And as we set it off, the local police were just driving by. Now, what's a police officer going to think when they hear a big bang?
The gunshots.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So they back up and they're running because they think it's a gunshot, and... We're running because we see them. So we, as the slow guy in the group, who's the one who's going to get caught?
You got caught.
Exactly. Oh, so I got caught, and I just told them flat out. Yeah, it was me. And then they're like, all right.
Because I was at Catepwa Beach on the weekend and up on the hill, and I see everybody firing off fireworks. And I'm like, I'd be the guy that would lose his hand or something.
Yeah, well... I was pretty close on that one, but anyway, yeah.
We used to play with firecrackers back in the day, man, and big, like, you know, lady fingers, and you have the big 9-inch or 3-inch, whatever you were. You could blow off a toe, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was good. You wind them up together, and you buy them at your confectionery. Like, you go to the Blue Line Confectionery, and the Asian guy would sell you this case of firecrackers. You're 2 years old, and you're sitting there in the park lighting them up. That was a great time, man. That's a latchkey kid moment.
I'm happy you made it to this point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you made it to this point.
More with Carlo.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Proud to present Monster Truck tonight. Actually, it's just been announced. Weapons, our Queen City Rocks winners, are going to be opening for Monster Truck, too. So that's going to be cool at the Exchange. I think there are still a couple of tickets kicking around if you want some. If you've never seen Monster Truck live, go, especially in a smaller venue like the Exchange.
I got tickets for our friend Kevin Mack and our buddy Carlo here. But, Carl, you're not going.
Yeah, I know the Big Sexy calls me. I remember the first time the Big Sexy said, you want to go see Monster Trucks? And I sat there and said, man. Monster Trucks. He said that just like that. He gave me a text and said, nah, I'm not into Monster Trucks. I didn't know it was a band.
That's not what you said. You said, no, I'm not 12.
I was going to say that. I said, what am I, 12, right?
Yeah.
So poor Mac. So, so we got family and so we can't make it. But good band. Good Canadian band.
Oh, yeah.
I seen them at the halftime show.
The Hamilton game,
Hamilton game. And they're rough, man. Don't get too close. They're rough looking, but they play well.
Oh. They're rough looking.
What's the best concert you've been to in your life? Because your music, you got a good music background. You still play drums?
I still put away a little bit there, but not much. I said earlier, we're talking with Chad and yourself, and Queen in 81 was a good time for me. And we were there with a bunch of boys. I remember one guy, he had a cast on, and he slipped in. He had a leg cast, and he slipped in a Galliano, bottle of Galliano. Like, who brings Galliano to a rock show, right? A bottle of Galliano, the big yellow
big
one.
Wine, yeah.
And we had so much hash, we ate it. We didn't even smoke it. We ate it. And we were in the real bad seats, and I sat there and went, is this happening? You know, because the Galliano and the hashish was hitting me. Was a great show, man. You know, we've been to a few good ones.
And you've turned your young son Gino and the family on. Did you go see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Did, yeah. Gino, Marina. You know, Heather, we're Queen nuts, man. We went to Bohemian, shed a tear.
Yeah.
It was good, man. I like that. I like that a lot.
My buddy here, Chad McDonald's, a big Muse fan, and you said you went to Wembley to see that.
Went to see Wembley with Gino. That's another gong show, man. That was incredible.
Man. Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah, just the journey to get out there.
Yeah.
Once again, with the people being so depressed in England, it was a journey.
I love, you make England sound so great.
I love England, man.
You're not going to be hired by the England Tourism Board. That's what you're
I love it. Carlo from Italian Star Deli. Hey, man, let's open up the phones. I don't know if anybody's got questions for you or anything. 936 Wolf, call him or text him.
Yeah, ask him some questions.
Be nice, you know?
Ask Carlo how to make one of those really hot sandwiches that you don't.
No, don't you dare give that recipe.
You're not wiping, you're dabbing.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
And Carlo from Italian Star Deli. Carlo, you ever take holidays, man?
I take lots of holidays now, yeah.
Yeah?
Taking
some time this summer or what?
No time this summer, just going to hang by the Mexican Porta backyard. We got a pool there, so we're going to hang
staycation?
Out. A little staycation, yeah, so... Yeah. It's nice. I can't believe it's already July.
Yeah, what's your backyard? Do you like have? You have an above ground pool, don't you? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's the trailer court kind of pool.
Hey, it gets it done.
I drove my bike by there the other day, and I tried to peek over the. I tried to peek over the fence, but the Vatican police shooed me away.
Come on over, see my wife Santana, man. You guys, Chad Ballsy, you're driving by, throw the bikes over, hop on in, man.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun.
Watch your wife. You should ask your wife, Heather, before we can come lurk over the fence and watch your Santana. No, Carlo said it's okay.
She's not going to mind.
What's your best summer vacation you took? Like maybe as a kid or the family? Did you do any of it? Or are you not a summer vacation guy?
you know, don't have much to think about. You know, when we're little, we, you know, so go to Echo Valley and that sort of thing, the parks and that. Man, yeah, summers, because before this, you know, I was always working. Every Saturday I worked, man, since I was like, and you know, 9 years old. So we didn't have chances to get out, but now I'm tripping around. Now it's good.
Things are
good.
I haven't got nothing yet. Oh,
yeah. You're a Vegas guy. Yeah, we know that. That's good.
Yeah, it's great. That's good. I remember when I was a kid, I used to always, dad used to, they used to call him Clark Griswold at work because he used to always take us on these road trips.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go golf at these, like, just hole in the ground golf, well, hole in the ground golf course. That's a stupid thing to say. There's 18 of them. So we used to go to, like, to just these off the beaten path golf courses. Yeah. And I don't know where he would get the idea to go to these places. Yeah. And we would, and I remember that to this very day, and the fact that, you know, the time you'd spend in the vehicle with each other.
It was his holiday, but you guys came along for a ride.
That's right.
Yeah. The one I remember was we went to Mount Rushmore, right? And I'm just like,
oh God,
I was expecting all this pomp and pageantry. We drove like 9 and 10 hours, and we're staring at a hill with faces on it. Yeah, for about 5 minutes at school. But okay, what else is there, Dad? Yeah,
it is the longest, straightest road to get
and
there.
My brother, the other thing I remember about that trip was my brother and I fought the whole way. My dad pulled over. You know, in America, they have those rinky-dink little gas station insurance, like whatever.
When there's a person sitting on the porch with a shotgun.
He pulls over, and I'm like, where's he going, Mom? I don't know, but you've really made your dad mad. He comes out, and he has this big, long, wooden plywood board, and it's got a handle on the end, and it says Dad's Helping Hand.
Oh my God. He pulls
it up, and he goes, if you kids don't quit it, you're going to get it.
Is that when he threw the Van Tailing tape out the window? Was that the trip?
You
weren't made for road trips, man.
Carlo, thanks for stopping in, man.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you, guys.
And make sure you stop by Italian Star, too.
Get your sandwich.
If you're on a summer staycation, that's a couple meals handled right there.
There you go.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Here's a good question. Who had it tougher, people who grew up without all the modern technology we have today or people who did? Now, they say on one hand, kids today have every TV show or movie they could ever want at their fingertips. They can easily communicate with friends at all hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can research their school papers without using a card catalog or microfilm or anything like that. But on the other hand, they're dealing with cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with online predators.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have problems with their neck, they say, down the line because they're always looking at their phones.
Right,
might have neck problems.
Yeah.
So who had it worse? People nowadays with technology or people who didn't have technology?
I mean, it depends where you're coming from, right? Like, I think you and I grew up a little bit more without it.
Yeah.
Although I still had it. You know what I mean? Like, when I was growing up, I still had the internet.
Right.
I mean, that was still the thing. You didn't.
No, I didn't.
Really growing up.
No.
So, I'm going to say growing up with it is not as easy as people think who grew up without it. I think people who grew up without it automatically assume that kids nowadays have it easy because everything is so accessible.
Hmm.
My argument would be, kids nowadays don't have it easy because it's so accessible. You can't get away from it. There's no break. When you were a kid, even when I was a kid, you go outside and you were away from it all. There was you even when you were at home, there was nothing wrong with just being in your room listening to a CD. And that's it. Now it's they're in their room listening to a CD, but they might have a tablet with them, or you know, they're on their phone, or
they're never fully engaged. Focus is gone. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
We were talking about this before too. It's like when we were talking about Vegas before, I found I do this sometimes when I'm down there. I'll get mad and I'll get almost anxious when I'm down there because there's so much to do. You can't make your mind up, so your brain kind of decides that it's just going to shut down and do nothing.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah, I've had it.
You know what I mean? There's so many
much
options.
Going. Yeah, I agree. For me, I think we had it tougher. And everybody thinks when they get older, they had it tougher as a kid. But like even in our industry here, radio, is so much easier now than it was back in the day.
But it isn't.
Well, you had to, right now, if you hit a button, all our commercials are entered into the computer. You had to have all your commercials piled up. You had to have all your music piled
up. That's right.
That was a lot harder.
But you didn't have the competition that you have now.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But it was the actual execution of radio was harder.
Absolutely.
Way harder back then than it is now.
100%. I can't argue that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there are different challenges to different things.
That's true.
And kids, I am one of those people that I honestly, and I mean this with 100% of my heart, think that my daughter has it way tougher than I ever did because of the challenges they'll face growing up that I never did. I think I am one of those rare people that thinks the generation below us has it way tougher.
Interesting. I can buy what you're selling, but I still think we had a little bit more of a challenge.
Yeah.
But we also lived kind of more of a sheltered life, so I guess maybe you could be right.
And you had polio.
Oh, shut up.
All that stuff. Unpasteurized milk. I guess.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So time for a little this or that. We look at celebrity birthdays and back in the day type of situations here. So I'll pose some questions to you. Julian Assange is 48. Is he a WikiLeaks rebel or a WikiLeaks traitor? Is he a rebel or a traitor?
He's a rebel. I don't think he's a traitor.
No, I think he's a rebel, too. I'd go rebel. They just don't like him revealing secrets. That's all.
Yeah. Just don't have secrets.
Yeah, that's right. Yardley Smith is 55. She is the well-paid voice of Lisa Simpson on The Simpsons. Yeah, worth $85 million. What's your favorite Simpsons character?
I'm an Otto.
Yeah, that's your.
When he's on every now and then,
Mo. I have to go Homer. I love Homer. I do love Homer.
I like Otto or Mo. I like the secondary players.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah,
I knew you would. Tom Cruise, all 5'5" of them, is 57 today.
Jeez.
Now, Cruise's best character, is it Ethan Hunt, Mission Impossible, or is it Maverick, Top Gun?
Maverick.
I gotta go Ethan Hunt. I like Mission,
really?
Because there have been more movies. There's only been one Top Gun.
Yeah, that's okay, though. I like...
There's supposed to be two, but they've delayed it because he's learning how to fly a fighter jet.
Yeah, because he actually wants to do it.
Yeah.
What unreal. A crazy man.
He is crazy. 34 years ago, on this day, in 1985, the first Back to the Future movie was released. And also on this day, 28 years ago, in 1991, Terminator 2 Judgment Day was released, okay? Ooh. Now, here's the question for
Don't
you.
Don't make me do
no,
it.
No, what is the better franchise, Back to the Future or Terminator? There have been more Terminators because there's a new one coming out here.
See,
what's the better franchise?
See, I would say Back to the Future because I was like, they were more quality movies. But Back to the Future 3 was a real stinker.
It was bad. It kind of drags down the franchise.
Yeah, but then anything after Terminator 2 is bad.
Although Arnold's in this one. Wasn't he in the last one, too? He's in this
He's
one
been
for
in
sure.
A couple since.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Back to the Future. I like the first two. First two would knock
I'm
going
to go with Back to the Future just because Back to the Future 2, I think, is one of those sequels, rare sequels, that's actually better than the original. Back to the Future 2 is so good.
It is good. It is.
Yeah, I'm going Back to the Future.
And lastly, it's National Have Fun in the Sunday. There's a day for everything. Okay. Anyway,
brought to you by Coppertone.
Yeah. So anyway, running through the sprinkler or water fights. What's better? What was better growing up? Running through the sprinklers or water fights? It's a good summer activity.
Water fights were always fun because somebody would always take it way too seriously and end up in like a fist fight.
Yeah.
That was always fun.
I loved running through the sprinklers or making your makeshift, like, slidey thing.
Slip and slide?
Yeah.
Out of garbage bags?
Yeah, that's right. Glen Cairn special. Glen Cairn water slide. That's what we call it, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.